Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Over the past 25 years or so, the greater Boston area has experienced a major shift in the racial makeup of its population. That's the takeaway from a new study out this morning titled Changing Faces of Greater Boston. The report shows that all 147 cities and towns in the greater Boston region have experienced increases in the number of residents of color. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the growth in Boston itself is slower than most other communities.
The study from the Boston Foundation includes an array of eye-popping data points that show how much the face of Greater Boston has changed over the past quarter century. For one, the number of white residents has decreased by 350,000, while the number of Latinos has increased by nearly the same number. Luke Schuster heads the Boston Foundation's Boston Indicators Program, which conducted the study in collaboration with researchers at UMass Boston.
It wasn't terribly surprising to see that Boston itself has gotten more diverse over the last generation, but the data is really striking on how much the rest of the region has increased its racial and ethnic diversity over the last 25 years.
Researchers looked at census data for the period between 1990 and 2017, and they found cities that were once predominantly white are now nearly as diverse as Boston. Diversity in Boston has increased at a slower pace than the rest of the region. Schuster says partly a result of gentrification.
Most definitions of gentrification look at a mix of measures, increasing incomes, increasing share of the white population, increasing share of people with a college degree or more, increasing housing costs. And in broad strokes, that is what we are seeing in some neighborhoods in Boston, although it's important to stress, not all. But parts of Roxbury, parts of Dorchester, parts of Jamaica Plain are seeing those changes.
Part of the reason some people of color are leaving Boston, Schuster says, is skyrocketing housing costs. It's drawing them to places like Malden, Randolph, and Brockton. That's where Joy Simmons moved after living in East Boston for 40 years.
The reason I came to Brockton is because I was forced out. I lived in East Boston, couldn't afford the rents, the houses that were going for $250,000. All of a sudden started going for $800,000 with not any work being done to them.
Simmons says Brockton has always had a bad reputation in her mind. But now that she's lived there for 2 years, it's become more and more like home.
I'm learning to like Brockton. You know, I had to erase the mindset that I had coming into it. But now that I have, it seems that it's working out for my family. That's all I can say.
In 1990, the African-American population of Brockton was just 12%. Now it's nearly 40%. The city's Latino population is up as well, but only by 4%. Increased diversity has been a boon for Brockton, says former city councilor Shayna Barnes. She was elected in 2013 as the first black woman on the city council.
We can take them. We have the capacity. It's all right
here.
So
your message is to people who can't afford to live in Boston.
Come on down. We'll take you. Just as long as you follow the rules. And I mean, we're a welcoming place.
Barnes says there's a downside to Brockton's new diversity. It's that a new kind of tribalism has arisen based on national origins.
You get people, for instance, like me, who are African-American. I'm shunned or left out of some of the opportunities that might be afforded to someone of Haitian descent or of Cape Verdean descent. It causes more of a divide, and it's not so much celebrating diversity at that particular point. It's more of a rat race.
Barnes says she hopes that in the future, people of color can advance together by unifying around the fact that they're all people of color. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.